This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven past the hour. Monday is upon us, the 25th of March. Wow. One more week. A week from today, Jennifer. It's the 1st of April. Ooh, and that really feels more like spring. Doesn't April feel more like spring than March? March feels still like wintery and
cold. I guess for people with seasons. I live on the West Coast and in California, and we really don't have four seasons. So March is always... March has always felt like spring to me.
In Los Angeles, that's a good place to go.
And this year it's been cold during our winter, so we've kind of had one this winter, but yeah.
I looked at the long-range forecast. This is the bulletin as we get started in this hour of the DJB program. Jennifer Horn here, Kara Schillen. Victoria is off in, where'd you go to? New Mexico,
Nashville.
Arizona? Where'd you go?
Nashville.
That's right, yeah. Went to Nashville. I don't see her as a Nashville cat somehow or other, but she and her girl pals are going down there. So anyway, the weather... It's supposed to be where I am, at least at that time. I'm in Salt Lake City right now, where it is beautiful. You look out at the mountain caps here. The temperature is supposed to be up near 60 here today. It's supposed to be near 60 on the East Coast as well. Kara, what's the forecast for Washington? It's about 60 today, isn't it?
Mid-50s. It's going to be not as nice as this weekend. I think we're going to get some rain, but it was beautiful, like mid-60s yesterday and sunny. It was amazing.
Very nice. All right. So you're supposed to be in the long range, the April-May forecast, Jennifer, for the West Coast, is that it'd be a little bit cooler than normal. There are various parts of the country that, especially where we're concerned about those floods, wow, the impact of those floods on people's lives there, and not just Nebraska, but all over Iowa, up and down the western bank of the Mississippi River, and then further through almost to the Rockies. Oh, what a mess. And it isn't getting any better. With Jack Stockwell doing the program from his place this morning in Salt Lake City. And the thing they're concerned about here is because they've had so much snow that it will warm up too fast and all of the mountains will thaw out. And they try to collect as much of the water as they can. They don't usually have water shortages here. But they're smarter than they are in California as far as collecting the water is concerned. But it still creates floods. And so this has been a hard winter in many parts of the country. But I'm reminded also, for those of you who scream global warming at every time, climate change is taking place, whether it's global warming or not. It's an argument for another time. But the things that went on back in, for example, 1888, there was a horrible, horrible storm focus in the Midwest. And, you can go around the country and find any number of references to older weather stories and how things have been. We just have short memories. A friend of mine, when we were talking, working on the farm over the weekend, about the weather in New England and the tornado. We were in my area of New England. We were hit by tornadoes, which never happen in Massachusetts. Tornadoes and a hurricane in 1954 that pretty much wiped out central Massachusetts. So, again, for those of you who are interested in doomsday scenarios, pick another one, will you? So, now, having said that, Jennifer probably would like to help us understand what's going on with the Mueller report, all of the drama around that. It's just such artificial baloney.
Well, what was artificial is the weekend, because the Mueller report actually came out at the end of the day on Friday, which already kind of gave you a clue that there wasn't much in it that was damaging, because if it was damaging, they probably would have dumped it Monday morning at noon. or 9, not Friday evening when a lot of documents kind of get dumped away for the weekend. But the media, this was so funny. It was like the Academy, it was like a 48-hour red carpet show leading up to the Academy Awards for Political Junkies, because literally for these 48 hours, Friday through Sunday, the news media just kind of sat around and said, what we think could be in it is this, and what we think could be in it is that. And then on Sunday, when we actually got an idea of what was in it, that's when we really should have started all the coverage. So here's what happened, if you missed it, because you're busy and we know. Attorney General William Barr is the one who received the report from Robert Mueller. Over the weekend, he and the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, who was supposed to be leaving the Justice Department but said he would stay through the end of the Mueller report, went through it and created kind of a summary sheet that was released to Congress on Sunday around 1 o'clock, I think, my time, so a little later in the afternoon for the East Coast. And in it, the principal conclusions were listed. And what was decided is that in this four-page letter to the Capitol Hill lawmakers, it stated definitively that Robert Mueller did not establish evidence that President Trump's team or any associate of the Trump campaign had conspired with Russia to sway the 2016 election. And they said that was despite multiple offers from Russian-affiliated individuals to assist the Trump campaign. So there were offers, but the Trump campaign didn't take it. And they said that no American actually colluded, if that's the word we want to use, with Russia during this 2016 election. They did say that there was Russian interference, which we knew about. We saw those Russian hackers who were putting weird ads on social media that were trying to cause chaos in our election process. That happened. That was mentioned in the report, but none of that had to do with President Trump or his campaign. It also talked about obstruction, and the report said that they did not recommend any further indictments of anyone else for this particular period. They said when it came to obstruction that there was no evidence really either way whether or not President Trump would have obstructed justice. So William Barr and Rod Rosenstein said since there's no crime, there's no obstruction. So really, for the president, this was a really big day. It was he's been pretty much cleared of any further investigations from the Department of Justice. He tweeted, no collusion, no obstruction, complete and total exoneration. Keep America great. Now, that doesn't mean that that's what's going to happen, because Democrats are still trying to pull every little bit that they can from this report to try to see what further investigations they can get, because this was a pretty big blow to Democrats like Adam Schiff and Ralph Nadler, who had been trying to pursue 80-plus further investigations into the president. Those are not going to go away. Those are going to continue. But when you look at an upcoming presidential election in another year, this is going to become, I think, the centerpiece for the Trump campaign, who's going to kind of put himself as the victim, saying, look, nothing was wrong here. People went after me and really kind of tied my hands during the first couple of years of my presidency. So this is probably not over, but in terms of the Mueller report and the Department of Justice, it is pretty much over, and it was a good weekend for the president.
Well, it's another example, as far as I'm concerned, of us eating our young. Another example of the political realities of America in the year 2019. It's all about them, these guys like Nadler, who just want to call attention to themselves, as far as I'm concerned, and the threats that have gone with it. We'll keep working at it. At what cost to the American public in terms of dollars, in terms of psyche? Look, yesterday I happened to be, when I was on the plane flying west, I was able to watch the CBS Face the Nation show and NBC's Meet the Press and CNN, and all four of the same people. There was one woman, and I can't identify her, but because I didn't see her name on the Chiron, and I didn't recognize her. But she said something that was at the heart and soul of what I believe is the situation. We all have our opinions, some of them based on facts, some of them based on fiction, some of them based on politics, some of them based on life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, whatever they are. I believe Donald Trump is a very troubled man. I think he has a lot of emotional issues. I think he has whatever causes him to go into the outburst that he does. I think as much as you may or may not agree with me, Jennifer, the attack on John McCain this past week hurt him. With people like me that would be on either side, be likely to be on either side, depending on what really stuff comes down to on the day of the election. And by the way, remember, if you have two choices and you only can vote once, the primary is the more important place for you to vote. A lot of people don't understand that. But what happens in the primary is what really sets the tone for the general election. And so I say that because people are kind of worked up in my corner of the world. The people who would be on either side politically, and they don't understand. But the reason they don't understand is because they don't really understand the psychological the variables that are in play here, and there are a lot of them when it comes to Trump. Whatever he
I understand
feels
that
like
he's not for everybody. I understand his personality is probably his worst asset for a lot of people. But when you talk about John McCain, I think people want to give him a pass because he's dead and he can't defend himself. But think about this.
He was a war hero.
He was a war hero.
And he served his country. That's the that's more important ingredient than anything
else. You know as well as I can. You know as well as I do that everybody has a lot of gray area, that there are good things about you and bad things about you, and people will love you anyway, but unfortunately we all have some good and bad in our past. And the thing about John McCain that it's worth pointing out here, especially now with no collusion, no obstruction, with that report coming out, the whole reason that this investigation got started is because John McCain sent his aide to London to pick up a file of lies that was paid for by Hillary Clinton to turn into the FBI to start this investigation. And so I understand why you would be tweaked. If somebody said things about you that you were tinkling in a bed, that you hated someone so much that you were taking Russian prostitutes because President Obama slept in a bed and you took Russian prostitutes in there and had your way with them and then tinkled on the bed, that was what was in this dossier, and that was what was turned over to lawmakers. And I actually understand why someone would be upset about that, whether the person was alive or dead or war hero or not. That's not necessarily representing the country or the constituents in the right way if you take a file of lies and start something like this, so because you don't like your political opposition. So as much as I respect John McCain's service, and I tell you in my heart I do, I think he was a war hero and he sacrificed a lot for this country, I don't know if that completely exonerates him from doing something like that. I think it's okay to call someone like that out when you're looking at what started something.
Not the way it was
so,
is you and
okay
I will disagree
then?
On this, and we can disagree, and it'll be okay.
Well, it's okay that we disagree.
Yeah.
You know, it happens. But if someone did something like that to you, how would you feel?
I don't know, because it's never been done to me.
Even if they had a war service behind them.
I just think that if you're president, you got to have a thicker skin, and you got to, whether he likes it or he didn't like it, or whether McCain was right or wrong, I think that the continuation of this stuff, just the visuals, the optics, the audio make him look bad. And I frankly would rather have the president look good. I'd rather have my president look good, stand up straight and tall, and, you know, the people throw things against him. That's what happens when you're president. You wanted to be president, pal. Nobody asked you to be president. You wanted to be president. So if you want to be president, then you stand up, you take the guff and the crap and the whatever is thrown at you, and you keep moving.
We've had a lot of presidents that look good and don't do anything, though, and that's kind of at the bottom line of Trump supporters, is that we want somebody who's going to deliver on promises.
One of the things that shook out this weekend, and I'm going to have to pause here for a second,
sure.
But when later on, let's talk about why he lifted the sanctions against North Korea. What is there
that
about that optic?
That irritates me. Now, see, that I don't like.
Yeah,
so that we can talk about all the time.
We can talk about all of it all the time. We're here to talk all the time. We are all the talkers all the time. DJV time, by the way, is 19 after the hour. If you are trying to lose weight and you've had a frustrating time of it so far anyway, maybe you haven't heard me talking about what America's number one choice for weight loss is when it comes to it being healthy, natural, organic. The ingredients in Calitrin, all the active ingredients, are known for being very, 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 very strong, very good, very much from the quality side of things. Collagen that they use, which is the number one ingredient, frankly, in Calitrin, is from the highest sources. Natural digestive enzymes are in this to help you absorb the collagen fully. This is the combination, the peptides, all the things. I mean, I can give you the science of it, but the bottom line is there are no adverse effects from this. Like if you have some of these other things you take, they're full of caffeine, make you crazy. You don't want to be crazy. You want to be on top of it. So toploss.com is the place to go for Calitrin. DJV code for 10% off and a free bottle after you buy three. That's toploss.com. Special 10% off deal. Use the code DJV. You will lose the weight and you will keep it off 21 after the hour.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the OJs on the DJV program, Jennifer and Karen Doug enjoying a song called Stand Up, Show Love. The OJs putting the finishing touches on their Last Word album, which is supposed to drop on the 19th of next month. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees have released the soulful single that you're listening to. Let's crank it up a little bit, Karen.
So, how was that?
A lot of people confuse the OJs and the Spinners. They're both great Philadelphia songsters, if you will, music of Philadelphia. And I think the OJs are on tour. Matter of fact, I think I saw them, I saw a promo for it coming to my area. I was thinking I'd get a couple of tickets, Jennifer. What do you say? Well, you're a little far away. I have to find somebody else to go with. But
the
OJs, you know. The video for the song goes behind the scenes of the recording process, as the trio is assisted by backup vocalists and a live band. The song is our response to what we see happening in the world today. Eddie LaVert, who's the frontman, main singer of the OJs, explains, quote, "It's a great example of what the OJs are all about. Message music that makes you think while you dance." With this video, we wanted to invite people into the studio with us and get them excited to stand up and take action and show some love. So that's pretty appropriate. I think that's cool. Good for them. The OJs, a lot of great, great hits. My God, I remember going to a concert of theirs once, and my pal was talking about how she didn't understand or didn't realize, I had no idea they had this many hits, or these songs were all theirs. I think that's really kind of what the OJs have been about. They've been around for a long, long time. I think they've been around 50 years, if I'm not mistaken, pretty darn close to it. Another singer... Another song, Paul Simon, in the musical news today as well. He's bucking his retirement. You know, these people, it's so fraudulent. They keep saying we're going to have a retirement, and they get people to go, oh, we'll never be able to see him again, and then they go out again on the road. It just kind of annoys me, frankly. He's going to, for his turn, Paul Simon, headlining Outside Lands in San Francisco, donating the net proceeds from the performance to local environmental nonprofits in San Fran. The rest of the lineup is not going to be available till later this week, The announcement that Simon is hitting the stage at Golden Gate Park gives his this festival serious bragging rights, the Outside Lands Festival, because this guy is perfect for this scenario, as a matter of fact. He's going to take the stage for the festival, which runs from August 9th to the 11th, a year after wrapping up his Homeward Bound farewell tour for the final two-and-a-half-hour show, remember that, at Flushing Meadows in New York near the airport. He closed with Sound of Silence before walking off the stage and telling fans, it means more than you can know. He also says, I'm looking forward with great anticipation to playing at Golden Gate. Well, this is a great venue. Why wouldn't you look forward to it, right? This will be my first appearance there. It's an honor to join us. Yeah, I'm surprised at that. I thought he's a perfect player for that venue. Anyway, there have been a long line of musicians who have certainly performed there, given the park its sanctified musical heritage. He said, I'm equally pleased to be playing in San Francisco with its well-deserved reputation for being in the forefront of environmental issues. Yeah, being the forefront of crazies as well. I'm grateful for the opportunity to be of service. Yeah, that's cool. This is one of the most famous songs in the history of recorded music. You know that, right? Bridge Over Troubled Water. It's been played in more countries for a longer period of time than any other recording, I think.
A lot of troubled water out there.
Well, there is, and it becomes a sort of a theme song. You're right, Jennifer. But have you been a fan growing up? Your father certainly would have been a fan of S&G. Whether your
not
mother
so
was
much.
No?
My mom maybe more than my dad, actually.
Really?
My dad's kind of a country music guy.
Oh, that's right, too. I forgot about that. All right, anyway, festival tickets, visit outsidelands.com. It's 28 past the hour on the DJV program, Monday morning.
Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting the common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So, laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too. For all things emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The special counsel's Russia investigation final report is released, and President Trump says of it,
it was a complete and total exoneration.
But Democrats dispute that, saying the entire document should be made public, and the head of the House Judiciary Panel, Jerry Nadler, is calling for total transparency.
We will ask the Attorney General to testify before the House Judiciary Committee. We will demand the release of the full report. The American people are entitled to a full accounting of the president's misconduct referenced by the special counsel.
At least 7 people wounded in a rocket attack at a residential community north of Tel Aviv, Israel, this morning. The rocket was fired from Gaza, the attack prompting Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to announce he'll be cutting short his visit to Washington this week. And this is USA Radio News.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Save on your next oil change with 5 quarts of Castrol GTX High Mileage Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter on sale now for the same price as Castrol Conventional for just $26.99. Improve engine performance in your vehicle with Castrol Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Monday DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen presenting Jennifer Horn for a good day. Call Jennifer.
Thanks.
Right. Hey, what do you mean, hey? Hey.
I said thanks.
Oh, you're welcome. All right. There's Kara Schillen at the Frozenar Studio in Washington. Victoria's gone to Nashville to become a Nashville cat. I'm going to stop using that because I think it's corny, but I find it very interesting. She's, I don't know why, because she's a lady of the world. Why shouldn't she enjoy some time in Nashville?
Yeah,
she's
thrilled about all the music stuff down there, so
yeah.
I don't know why you're so surprised.
I don't know if I'm, I don't know, maybe. I don't know her friends, though, so maybe that's it. Seeing her on, I wouldn't think she'd go there by herself but or on her own, but with a bunch of people, yeah, you can have a great time in a city like that. So, meanwhile, back at the ranch here, we focused in the last half hour and good part on the Mueller report. Now, I've asked Jennifer to have us brought up to date on why it was, why shouldn't people be angry at Donald Trump for releasing the sanctions, or many of the sanctions. He's a good guy, and I like him. I think that's pretty much the paraphrase of why he said, okay, let's relieve some of the sanctions against him. Here is, and that's what, that's sort of what toppled it for a lot of people with McCain, Jennifer. They say, okay, he trashes a war hero, yet he gives a guy who's avowed to destroy us the release of sanctions. So how does it all fit together? So you don't like that either, though, the sanctions being released. I don't know that I much do. What do we have to hold over this guy?
I don't, but it's that you have to know the whole story. I don't like it necessarily, but I kind of understand it for now. He's not getting rid of all the sanctions on North Korea, actually. They're still, I think, the most heavily sanctioned country on the planet. What he did override was that the Treasury Department, after the failed summit, you know, after he walked away from Kim Jong-un, there was the Treasury Department drafted up new sanctions that were going to be implemented on Kim Jong-un. And those are the ones that Trump said, no, not quite yet. So that tells me that perhaps Mike Pompeo, perhaps there's some kind of negotiation or last-minute negotiation going on where he felt that he wasn't comfortable putting on new sanctions. So I say we kind of have to wait and see on this one for now. Had he rolled back anything that was already in existence, you would have had to peel me off the ceiling. But I think if you're using these sanctions as a negotiating tool, additional sanctions, then I wait and see what's going to come from this. Because I predicted that we'd put on very tough sanctions and that Kim Jong-un would probably start trying to rebuild a site, and that's how we would start moving forward and then probably come back to the table again and try to figure it out. But that's not exactly what happened. Kim Jong-un started messing around with his testing sites. We started messing around with sanctions, and now it's been kind of quiet for the last couple of weeks. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. I would say watch it. Don't forget that this went on, but certainly none of the existing sanctions are being peeled back, and I think that's what's important. So
whatever will be. Okay, so you explained it very well. Thank you. International Waffle Day. Today is International Waffle Day, March the 25th. Mark it down on your calendar so you won't miss it next year if you missed it last year. Celebrated in Sweden first. Spread like batter. Sorry. All over the world. Mm-hmm. Started as a yearly tradition on March 25th, a day which the people of Sweden celebrate Our Lady's Day, which is a religious holiday 9 months before Christmas. We're already talking about Christmas. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you heard me right. You heard me correctly. Yes, it's 9 months to the day before Christmas 2019. How about that?
And just recovering from Christmas 2018.
Yeah.
Give me a
right.
break.
And Christmas the year before, too. So anyway, the word for Our Lady's Day sounds very similar to the word in Swedish for waffle. Well, let me see if I can. You want me to take a shot at this or not? Vafeldagen.
Perfect.
Yeah, that is actually pretty good. Other countries have it, and who would know? Who's an expert in Swedish listening to this program? Anybody raise your hands, please? Raise your hands. Actually, you know what? On Saturday, I'm going to digress for a second here. I was on the tractor, and a couple of people who listen to the program on one of the side channels, if you will, not on a radio station, but I don't know whether it was TuneIn or we have, what, Kara, how many different places? Streaker, Stitcher, whatever it is, there's a bunch of different ways of hearing.
Streaker is a whole different thing.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway.
It involves a big coat.
The mother and the son came to the farm, and they walked over to me when I get up on the tractor, and the lady looks at me kind of sheepishly, and she says, "Are you Doug Stefan?" And I looked and I said, "Well, some people pronounce it that way, yes." And the son came over, big, tall, nice fella. And they just wanted to see, they lived somewhere around, but it's really funny because I talk about the farm. It's called Eastley Farm, and it's in Framingham, and people come visit me there, so come visit the farm anyway. And I thought it was kind of cool. They sort of look like they might be Swedish, much as that, whatever that means, whatever they, you know, how do you look Swedish? Well, you look Swedish, right? There's something about being
like a blonde, north,
yeah,
kind of
very healthy.
Looking. Yeah,
yeah, right, yep. Anyway, other countries have adapted waffle recipes, so depending on where you are, the toppings of your waffle may vary. I just like syrup on mine. What about you, Jennifer? Just plain syrup.
I usually like butter and syrup. That's about it. Although,
like,
you know what my friends do?
What?
My friends actually do ice cream and chocolate chips.
Oh, yummy.
Yeah, at breakfast. How about that?
I remember going, now that you mentioned, there are these waffle houses, but there are different definitions. When I was in Israel, I don't think it was the last time. Time Before went over with Greg Grunberg and Mary Lou Rice Cobb. We went into a Waffle House in...
I'm a name dropper.
Yeah.
Name dropper.
Well, it was funny because they both represented TV shows that the Israelis loved. And so any place we went, they were all over them. And we went to this waffle place, and it was the funniest. They both of them got behind the counter and started cooking waffles, and there was a line. There must have been 400 people there once they figured out who was there. And it was one of the most interesting. The reason I tell the story is because the toppings on this Waffle House, the waffles that were made in this house, were just so extreme. And I'd never seen people put chicken or meat
that's a big
or anything
deal.
Like that on waffles.
Fried chicken
before.
And waffles is a big thing here.
It's terrible. All right, in the sports department, let's see, Gronk is retiring.
Let's have a moment of silence.
But, Jen, now he's got so much free time to hang out with you and be your friend.
So much free time. I know. We can hang out. But
why
now
did
I
he
can't
retire,
like the
though? What's,
anymore. That's
he
done.
Was really one of the key factors in their winning. I suppose they try to keep him on. Why do you, he's not that old, is he? How old is he?
I think he's very injury prone, and he's only 30 actually. But yeah. I think he's won a lot of rings with the Patriots, and I think he just is done. And he actually went out on top because he was really one of the big responsible ones for the Patriots winning the Super Bowl this time around.
Right.
So he's won a third championship in 5 years, and his final catch was perfect. It was actually why the Patriots were able to really pull this off. So,
right. Yeah.
Yeah. Why not leave when you're at the top of your game? I think last year he was thinking about leaving, but the Patriots had lost the Super Bowl, so he came back for another year, and now he's going to be gone. But he'll have a career. He's still going to be involved, whether it's Hollywood or acting or whatever he wants to do. He's a goofball, and I think people respect that. You know, people like that about him, is that he doesn't take himself too seriously.
No.
So, yeah.
He wrote in the retirement message that I'm looking at on Instagram, quote, "It all started at 20 on stage at the NFL draft when my dream came true, and now here I am about turned 30 in a few months with the decision I feel is the biggest in my life so far. I'll be retiring from the game of football as of today." So that takes care of Gronkowski. Meanwhile,
Tom Brady wrote on Twitter, he said, "Love you, man. The GOAT couldn't be a better person or teammate. The GOAT is greatest of all time, by the way."
That's what they call him. GOAT is greatest of all time. Got it. Okay. Got that. All right, so now I'm looking at a story suggesting that Robert Kraft, who's the owner of the Patriots, is thinking, well, I'm not quite sure.
They also retire.
I'm trying to figure out, okay, what do we have here? What's going on? And how is the public going to see this? Do you think the public really cares, honestly? Honestly, does the public care?
I don't know. I think the Patriot fans won't care. They're going to still be Patriot fans.
Right.
So I don't know. I think this is sort of pointless. I think the fact that they're not trying to pursue charges and they just kind of wanted to embarrass Robert Kraft is silly. I think if he really did something wrong, let's go after him. And if he didn't, let him walk away. I don't like the way this went down. I think it seems very much like they were trying to kind of entrap him a little bit. So I don't know.
What do you think?
Yeah, don't you?
Yeah, of course. I think it was the whole business about whether he should have been around under the circumstances, whether really trying to do. It seems to me that it's pretty transparent. You know, when things like this happen, it's very transparent, or at least I think it is. And in this circumstance, I think it's just more than transparent. And the other side, there are three issues here. Kraft and whether because he's a rich white guy, you want to go get him. Okay, that's one reason, I suppose. The other one is that people don't like the question of whether in this circumstance there were women who were here against their will, trafficking, that's one story. But the legalization of prostitution, it seems to me, is the bottom line here. At least in that story. So, with that, I'm wondering from Kara's point of view how Duke did and what's happening. They advanced over the weekend. What else is going on with March Madness?
Well, there were tons of games over the weekend. As you said, Duke won, which I am sad about, but I guess it's a thing that happens all the time. So
why are you sad about it?
Because as someone who, well, first of all, Duke is kind of like the New England Patriots, where you either love them or hate them, and I would say most people hate them unless you're specifically a Duke fan and you went there. So I went to Maryland. We were in the same conference as Duke when I was there. We beat them occasionally, even though Maryland kind of sucks as a basketball team right now. But, yeah, nobody really likes them. They're kind of arrogant, blah, blah, blah. Anyone who likes Duke hates me right now. But, yeah, they won. Virginia won. North Carolina won. Oregon won. They were kind of big wins. And then maybe I'm a little mad because Maryland lost over the weekend. So I might just be a little bit bitter about it. But, yeah, I don't know. There were tons of games. If you like basketball, then you're probably keeping up with all of it. If you're like me and you have a life over the weekend, then you just catch up with it on Monday.
Okay. I got it. So did we underscore enough, as far as the Kraft thing is concerned, the apology? Did we underscore that enough, you think?
That they want him to apologize. Actually, in that he did apologize over the weekend. Yeah, saying that he was embarrassed and, you know. And I
any mention of his girlfriend in any of these? Has anybody found out anything about how he's doing with his girlfriend since all this took place?
I think that they're probably still together. I can't imagine. Well...
Yeah, I don't either. I don't know. I'm just wondering.
Would you overlook, if you're Robert Kraft's very young girlfriend, you're already overlooking a lot to live the lifestyle that you're living. I don't know that this...
She's quite helpful to him in his business, though, I'm told, under the circumstances. All right, I don't want to belabor it. TV news, Gayle King signed a multimillion-dollar deal to stay at CBS doing the morning program, CBS This Morning, and apparently she's going to do some other things as well. There were negotiations over whether Nora O'Donnell will replace Jeff Glore on the CBS Evening News. Who knows who any of these people are? Well, I guess Nora O'Donnell has been around for a while. I never even understood who... I don't know who Jeff Glore is today. I don't watch the CBS Evening News. But has anybody watched? Is he credible?
No, I think he does a good job.
Yeah. O'Donnell wants to move the show to Washington. CBS reportedly on the fence about moving... the evening news to D.C. And so Gayle King had that interview with R. Kelly just in time for her contract negotiation.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a very interesting reality.
Robert,
yes. All right, so what do we have in television land tonight, Jen? What are we looking forward to?
Well, we've got a documentary premiere on HBO tonight. It's called One Nation Under Stress. Oh, boy, is that the truth. They say stop what you're doing and take a breath for this one. This is Dr. Sanjay Gupta because he's decided to put this documentary series together because the reality now in the United States is that life expectancy is declining, and he found that a number of those deaths that are causing this number to go down are due to the byproducts of stress. That includes overdoses and suicide. So this documentary deals with all that on HBO. It starts tonight at 9 o'clock. There's also a series premiere called Jesus, His Life on History. And this is a really interesting story. The History Channel goes through the history of Jesus's life. It's an 8-part series, and it's
a scripted drama.
I'd be interested. I'd actually rather not be a scripted drama. I would rather it be a documentary, but that's on History tonight at 8 o'clock. Based in history, but still they take, I think, some liberties there. ABC has Hollywood Week going on in American Idol. That's at 8 o'clock. You know, so they can all scream, you're going to Hollywood. The Fix is new tonight at 10 on ABC. CBS All New Tonight with The Neighborhood, Man with a Plan, Magnum P.I., and Bull. CW's in reruns tonight, so you can skip over that. Fox has got a new Resident and a new 911. And NBC has the first part of the Battle Rounds on The Voice. That starts at 8 o'clock, followed by their new show. It's called The Enemy Within. That's at 10 o'clock.
That looks like a good show. Looks like a very good show. Here's something else that's very good you ought to have in your home. My Pillows on your bed. The comfortable pillows that are known as, they're the standard for My Pillow, but there are other things that are really comfortable as well. The new sheets, the Giza sheets, they're fabulous. I've been sleeping in them for a couple of weeks. And then there's the My Pillow mattress topper. All of these things available at great, great savings using the DJV code. So order your sleeping materials from beds, you can't get the bed frame, but you get the pillows and the other things. MyPillow.com, use the code DJV for lots of great bargains. MyPillow.com.
The tradition. The suspense. The race.
The Kentucky Derby is the pinnacle of horse racing. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to witness the Kentucky Derby in person. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000. Use it to purchase your dream home or pay off your mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com. The fashion, the mint juleps, the parties. This is your opportunity to experience it all firsthand, thanks to the Rocket Mortgage Home Stretch Sweepstakes. Enter for your chance to win $250,000 and one of 20 VIP trips to the Kentucky Derby. The Rocket Mortgage Home Stretch Sweepstakes. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Homestretchsweepstakes.com. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
It's Tech Talk time on the DJV program at 53 after the hour. Because Victoria is not here this week, I have the pleasure and honor of trying to convince you that I know what I'm talking about. So let's see how convincing I can be when it comes to technology. The information put together by Victoria, for sure. This is a focus on those of you who like Pinterest. They have become the latest Silicon Valley company to file for an IPO, an initial public offering. We could call them a social network, Kara, right? An image board. They built a large advertising and commercial business from their user base. Pinterest, still not profitable, says it earned more than $750 million in revenue last year, cut its losses from $200 million down to $75 million. It does remind me of Amazon, because Amazon did nothing but lose money at the beginning, and people were all over it. I wonder if this would be the same sort of thing. Pinterest says it was, in fact, profitable in the fourth quarter of last year, but didn't get out of the red for the full year. Pinterest plans to go public on the New York Stock Exchange. It joins Uber and Lyft and Postmates and workplace communications platform Slack, and rental service Airbnb is one of a handful of Silicon Valley companies that are said to be planning an IPO in this year. Pinterest, launched in 2010, primarily makes its money by attracting advertisers to its platform, where users create boards in which they sort of self-identify their products and interests, through which advertisers can then try to sell them products. So it's very interesting. I've found this myself. you're looking for something. I was looking online for a truck the other day, and all of a sudden, my inbox is full of ads for trucks. So it's not just Pinterest. It's a lot of these outfits that are actively reading what it is that you're looking at and then trying to hit you with ads after the fact.
Yeah, the nice thing with Pinterest is you're actually putting your very specific interests, and so they can kind of cater to that instead of I feel okay with getting advertising about that. I don't like when I just Google a random thing and then suddenly
right.
my inbox or every single
up.
Advertisement I see is about that.
Yeah.
That seems a little creepier to me.
Yeah, it is creepy. Anyway, investors so far have put about $1.5 billion into the company, but the valuation for Pinterest at the moment is about $12 billion. So there, if you want to, if you can, when they do these IPOs, you can never buy. The individual person can never buy the first round. All the institutional buyers have that stuff all wrapped up. But anyway, it's interesting. Be interesting to see how it does. Apple has partnered with different TV networks to create their own streaming service. Let's find out the story behind that story.
The Geek Out.
It's likely by the time you're hearing this, Apple's Tim Cook will have held his annual Worldwide Developers Conference keynote speech and finally revealed the company's long-suspected plan to get into streaming TV. Apple has been building its own library of content with stars like Oprah and Spielberg, but will now also partner with existing networks like Showtime and Starz to access their existing libraries. In addition to the video, Apple will also announce a new subscription, bundling access to a wide variety of newspapers and magazines for a monthly fee. Apple's been wanting to grow its service offerings for a long time, and now it's likely to offer a single bundle for music, news, and video, and we'll have all the details covered next week on The Geek Out.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
All right, here's the next item of interest. GoFundMe is removing anti-vaxxers from its platform and is currently conducting a review for all anti-vax campaigns that appear on GoFundMe. They said they're going to ban any fundraisers found to be promoting bad science. So my question to them would be, who says it's bad science? Where do you get your information? They say, quote, campaigns raising money to promote misinformation about vaccines violate GoFundMe's terms of service and will be removed. But again, I want to know what science, how do you know that all the science about, that the anti-vaxxers use is bad science? I think they're on kind of slippery, slopey ground here. Tech writers found that a quick search of GoFundMe anti-vaccine items still brought up anti-vaccination campaigns, including a number of campaigns associated with vaxxed. The Vax series coming from Andrew Wakefield.
So that's probably what they mean, because that whole series was debunked and found to be untruthful. And
yeah.
That guy had to retire from being a doctor. So maybe just everything associated with that is going away.
Right. Well, that was the Amazon video that was yanked earlier this month, because supposedly it was filled with fake scientific data. There's a lot to this, and it's not an easy thing. This is not an easy thing to fix. Frankly, in terms of reality, but it's at least for GoFundMe off the books and off the boards at the moment. Tech Talk time on the DJV Show at 59 past the hour.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.